swearing I have children over here. Next time you swear, I'm gonna call the cops.
It's just me and Coaster.
Something, something, JT, something, something, swearing kids.
Yes. JT is not joining us because... Oh, there, my message sent.
Yeah, just up.
I heard a click on your end. Yeah, it's JT is currently melting in Syracuse, apparently.
Probably.
I don't know, he texted me just about 40 minutes ago to remind me that there was a show.
Oh, well, it's a normal week then. Cool.
It is a normal week, yes. G is here. Happy Canada Day.
Yeah, it's just me up here. Everyone else moved.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever. Big one was last year. I was 150. It's just 151. I think that's like a type of rum.
Yeah.
Good times. I can't drink, so fuck y'all. Anyway, nothing special going on really for me.
That's okay.
We don't do retarded shit up here for most of our Canada days. With like fireworks and stuff, we do a little bit of that, but that's about it, man. Usually it's pretty chill. Just people go out, hang out with their buddies, do things with their families.
You don't celebrate the birth of your nation by blowing up a small part of it?
No, like I said, we don't do retarded shit up here. We generally don't do big things. Like, there'll be some barbecues and all that, but it's not Canadian culture to be, like, overt about it, you know? It's kind of that polite, quiet shit. That is the epitome of Canada Day, really.
Well, this here in America, we shoot our guns off in the air.
Yeah, we know. We dodge those bullets when they come down over the border.
It's almost like JT's here right now.
Yeah.
Story.
Well, I mean, I don't think I'm supposed to be anywhere today. If I am, I totally missed it. It's a really busy week for me. It's just kind of like last week of school and, yeah, grinding it out.
Well, I mean, last year after 4th of July, they were shooting off fireworks in my neighborhood until December. So,
yeah. I think I was actually from 2 years ago. They just never stopped.
It could have been. It's entirely right. Possible. I'm so not looking forward to Wednesday because, like, I'm not getting any work done Wednesday. There's no way. They're going to be out there till like 3, 4 in the morning shooting off these damn fireworks.
Let's find something else to do then.
I'm going to have to.
Might as well. I mean, no point sitting at home getting angry if you can't control it.
No, exactly. Last year I went out back with the neighbors and like my landlady's dog is terrified of the fireworks. So it was like, we're just sitting there trying to keep the dog calm, you know? But yeah, it's crazy in my neighborhood. They don't stop. And they're not even legal here. Like you can't even purchase them here. You have to like smuggle them into Buffalo. Which isn't hard cuz Niagara Falls now sells them. Which is just a county over.
Well, I hope y'all do have a happy USA Day or whatever you call it.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll just be annoying.
Cool.
Yeah.
You guys are all heat waving it up.
Oh, yeah. JT melted. That's why he's not here or something. I don't know. He said something about that this morning.
He's on a boat.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's currently 92 right now.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of super hot weather. I got 88 here in Buffalo, so... Which is apparently the high today. Tomorrow it ain't going to be much better. Tomorrow I got to go to the post office and mail something to our buddy Adrian.
Oh, nice.
Now that I know I can ship things for relatively inexpensively to Canada. Maybe next time I'm at a thrift store and find a Charles Barkley action figure.
That could happen.
It could. You never know.
It won't be sitting in your closet for 2 years.
It was longer than 2 years.
Dude, it was seven?
Yeah, it had to be at least seven because I bought it before I moved here. I think I moved here when I was 29 and I'm 36 now, so yeah, about 7 years. Yeah, I went out last week. I went to Toys R Us for the last time.
Does anyone actually take the time to look up the history of this company? Because I don't feel bad for them at all anymore. I completely stopped when I started reading about... They're like the TNA of toy companies, man.
Really?
Yeah, they went private in like, it was either 04 or 06. And then they just bled money from that point on. They paid their employees shit. They were actually a pretty shitty business in the grand scheme of things. There was like 5 or 6 reasons they went out of business. It wasn't just Amazon. It was a whole bunch of poor financial mismanagement.
Oh, I knew that.
But for a really long time. Like, I get it, because we have Toys R Us here, too, and we still do, actually.
Right.
I don't know how long, but probably not that long. The memories are from your being a kid in the toys. It's not the fucking store. It's the toys and childhood, and I get that, but the company itself wasn't fucking special, really. It was kind of shit.
Well, I mean, I posted a whole thing about what, you know, Toys R Us being special to me and all that, but... it's sad for me to see it go because that, like, I used to take my kid there every year on her birthday. Like, you have $100 here, buy what you want, you know, like, and now I can't do that because that's gone. Like, I can do that somewhere else, I suppose, but, you know, that was the store we would always go to first was Toys R Us. So I went there and that was pretty depressing to see, like, how little they had left. And then I went across, we have a store called Five Below, where Adrian has told me, oh, you know, they've got WWE, Mattel Elite WWE figures there, and I'm looking for a Ravishing Rick Rude figure. I'm like, thinking to myself, even if they do have the Ravishing Rick Rude figure for $5 at Five Below, that ain't gonna be anywhere that I'm never gonna find it. So I walk into Five Below, I walk over to where the action figures are, right there on the top shelf is Ravishing Rick Rude. Like, you gotta be shitting me. I found this. Text Adrian, like, hey man, you still looking for Rick Rude? He said, yeah. I'm like, good, because I found him. He's like, what else they got? Like, they have Umaga. He's like, yeah, get that one too. What else they got? And I feel bad because I didn't tell him there was an Irwin R. Scheister laying there too, but I it's like, I really don't feel like carrying all this shit. So I got a couple of action figures I got to mail up to Hamilton. But yeah, that's a good find. $5 for each of those action figures that go retail for 20. Yay, wrestling. We're talking about wrestling because we're talking about wrestling action figures, right? So we're doing our jobs here.
Close enough, right?
That's what we're here for. To talk about wrestling.
I'm sure there was stuff that happened.
Was there?
I don't know. I didn't do the news this week. I said, fuck it, because it's Canada Day. I know the tough enough dude, Matt Capitelli or whatever, died. That kind of sucks.
Yeah. That was sad. That was really sad to hear, for sure. Because he had beaten cancer, and it came back, and that's what really sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a sad story for sure. I that was the only thing I could really recall. I got some circle jerks in there, but I didn't fuck with the news. Usually, like, the big stories, I'll see them in my news feed at some point.
Right.
I don't remember anything that stood out other than the death. I remember people were complaining about, like, what's his face? Rance, the pedophile guy? Got booked in New Japan, and people were mad about that. That's about it.
Yeah, I don't really recall anything that needed to be talked about this week as far as news, other than, of course, Matt Capitelli passing away. I have no idea.
I don't know. I might have missed something. Like I said, it was kind of a shit week.
Kevin Owens got to meet Shania Twain. That was
Did happen. Yes, saw that video the other day.
That was something to do with he wanted some song played. She didn't end up playing it, but she serenaded him or something.
Yeah. She told him if he could beat Braun Strowman, she would perform the song for him at her next show. And he's like, have you seen Braun Strowman? So, Triple H invited Jeffrey the Giraffe to the WWE Performance Center. He tweeted, when one door closes, another one opens, and then photoshopped pictures of Jeffrey into the ring at the Performance Center. That's something.
And we still have him here, too. He's up here working.
Right.
Somebody was trying to get me to find him, like, a Funko Pop Jeffrey or something. One of my American friends. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think it's available anymore anyway. The link was broken at the store, but he's still alive and well. He's just hanging.
Yeah.
Just chilling. I think he signed a deal with the Maple Leafs. I don't know. Big money.
He'll be playing alongside John Tavares, apparently.
Oh, I confused the two. I thought he was a giraffe. My bad. Yeah, the Tavares things. I guess that's over with now.
Yeah, our buddy Pat Walford. He shot me a message, like, "Hey, look at this! Like, oh, hey, good for you guys."
Yeah. I the downside is now I already knew. Like, the immediate thought was like, "Oh, great, okay, now we got to hear about how they're going to sign these kids." They have to renew all their contracts. It's going to be an interesting little bit. Whatever. We got a lockout coming up, so maybe they'll buy him out, one of them out, or some weird shit will happen there. You might end up with one of those kids, man.
Maybe
a bit smarter. You're Buffalo. Oh, no, wait. You won't be able to afford him either if there's a cap reduction because you got a... maybe. Maybe you could pull it off. Got Dallin for 3 years cheap.
Mm-hmm.
How much is that cost? Did he sign it, right? Or not yet?
Yeah, Eichel signed a 3-year. No, he signed a 7-year a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he went long term, pretty big money. But that's not a problem. He's the guy you want to pay. So, and then Dahlin will be like another 10 mil when they sign him. But you got 3-year window. You could end up with fucking one of those kids.
It was last year, 8-year extension, worth $80 million for Jack Eichel.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. Did LeBron sign yet? It's the other big name of this weekend. He's supposed to go to the Lakers or something like that?
I have no idea. I heard he might stay with Cleveland.
No, he's gone. No, I think he made that official already. I have a bunch of Lakers friends that have been like posting shit about him going there. So maybe they're just hopeful.
Oh, I got it here. LeBron James makes... Oh, it's a YouTube video. I don't want that. It's LeBron James makes decision to join the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go. I guess you're right.
Well, it was one of those, like, rumors. Last I checked was in the evening. No idea if it was official. Well, there it is.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about it, but sure.
I never even got a mention on the sports media channels I'm watching. Oddly enough, it's all hockey because it's Canada. So, but
I'm scrolling through the on Twitter, and I don't see anything official from the Lakers or from LeBron James. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen, I guess.
Which website is saying he signed?
It was a YouTube video that I wasn't about to sit through.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to watch those. That's a flat earthers think the world is flat because of YouTube, man. You can't
right. No, I know. And I was just on LeBron's website. It's not on there. Wikipedia says he's a free agent. So apparently he has not signed with the Lakers.
Yeah, it's not. I'm looking at it, too.
Because, you know, Wikipedia, like, somebody would be all over that shit on Wikipedia. If he actually did sign, somebody would have changed it by now.
I just went to Google News, but you're right. No, they would have changed it anyway, though, even if it wasn't.
Well, this is true. I mean, Wikipedia did know Chris Benoit was going to die before, or kill. He was going to kill his family and himself before this happened.
It's Wikipedia did it.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Yeah, it's the video you saw. It's like Sport Hub. Where the fuck is Sport Hub?
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw the thing and I'm like, oh, let me click on this. And then it's like, oh, it's a YouTube video. I don't want that.
Yeah, according to the Guardian says he's still running around. There's I guess it's a rumor thing. He's probably just playing it out to find the right deal. It's probably his last big contract.
Sure. It'll be interesting to see where he ends up.
LA would be funny.
Yeah.
Well, considering Golden State is basically the same type of team, they'll be matching up in the same division, right?
Right.
That's like nobody left in the East. The tumbleweeds blowing through.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see where he ends up, and that'll be interesting.
Sixers and the Lakers apparently are the two favorites.
Yeah, I saw the Sixers were in the running there. I don't know. I really don't pay that much attention to LeBron James.
It's the same deal. It's like all the other deals will be after the fact, will be influenced by it.
Right.
Just it is what it is. So love him or hate him, I'm not a big fan. The way he handles his business, but clearly one of the best players to ever play.
Sure.
It's a bigger signing than fucking Tavares, as good as he is.
Yeah.
It's just more dominant position in basketball, five guys on the court, and the way it goes. So, pretty big deal.
Yeah, I won't take anything away from his ability on the court. Like, I'm not a fan, but, you know, I'll never call him the greatest of all time. But, you know, you can't take away from his ability. He's a phenomenal basketball player.
I'd love to see you take away from his ability on the court. You know, fucking Team Beta in Cage.
It'd be like the Monstars in Space Jam.
I was thinking you'd just run out with like a shield outfit on, like belly club him in the fucking knee. Kind of Harding style.
Yeah, right.
Why? You know.
And so she hired some guy to club her in the kneecap. Somebody shared a video with me the other day. It was Weird Al Yankovic with the crash test dummies.
Yeah, I think I saw that. Maybe it was you who posted that. I didn't listen to it.
I think somebody posted it on my wall, so it probably popped up in your feed.
Yeah. Was it any good or not?
Yeah, well, I mean, Weird Al's a very underrated vocalist. Like, people just look at him like, oh, that's the guy that does funny songs. Like, yeah, that's the guy that does funny songs, but does them really fucking well.
Mm-hmm. What were they playing?
It was you know, the big single.
Yeah, I probably should expect it. I figured it would be you, but
I'm fairly certain that he was like it was them with him singing, but I'm pretty sure he was singing their version, and not his. So that was kind of like, you know, hey, well, like that's cool to see Weird Al covering a song with a band instead of parodying the song with the band.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. If anybody is a Weird Al Yankovic fan and wants to hear all 77 shows from his most recent tour, they are on Stitcher Premium. And you can get a free trial of that for a month with the promo code WEIRD. I'm not affiliated with that. They're not sponsoring this show, but I just decided, hey, you know, I've already done that, so I listened to the Buffalo concert. It would be worth it, I think, just to hear the 77 different cover songs.
Because the Funko Pops that I sent you screenshots of?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I scrolled down a little bit, and Squeezebox, the complete works of Weird Al, comes in a replica of his accordion.
Yeah, that's been out for like a year.
Oh, okay.
I don't own it, but it's been out for like a year.
Yeah. Yeah, the pop vinyls I thought were pretty cool, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think I saw them like before, but I forgot about them until you sent them to me. Like I said, if I had room for them, they'd so be here.
Yeah, GNR's got some too, apparently.
Yeah, no, I was looking for those ones. I couldn't find them.
FYE.
Yeah. I was at Barnes & Noble because they had them, and then when I went back, they didn't have them again. When I actually had the money where I'm like, yeah, I'll shell out $30 on Guns N' Roses pop vinyls.
Now, I'm wondering if it comes in like the three-pack, like the New Day ones.
No, I think they all come separate.
I thought they'd get you.
Just like the Metallica ones all came separate. Like, those are cool and all, but, like, I don't have room for them. I'm just looking around the studio right now. I gotta clear this whole studio out. I got people coming over to shoot green screen promos and shits. We got the deal coming up with the All-Western New York crew at Vans Warped Tour in Darien Lake this summer. That's pretty cool. We're going to shoot a promo video where we're all in different locations or whatever.
Nice.
Do it in the comfort of the studio instead of going out on location on 80-degree days. But yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet.
So, yeah, that's coming up. I'm going to be at Monday Night Raw in 2 weeks.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Is that before a pay-per-view at least?
It's the one right after Extreme Rules.
After.
That's the one that Ronda Rousey is rumored to return at. Hooray.
Oh, so that shit's next Sunday then.
Well the pay-per-view's the 15th. So 2 weeks from today.
Oh, okay. And so then you're going on the 16th.
I'm going on the 16th.
I might watch a bit of Extreme Rules. Have they announced any matches for that? I think they've had a couple, right? Like, there's a Becky,
Alexa Bliss, and Nia Jax, I think.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That sounds right. I'd always watch some of Raw and SmackDown this week for sure.
All right. So far the card for Extreme Rules, which comes up in 2 weeks, Alexa Bliss defends against Nia Jax. AJ Styles defends the World Championship against Rusev. Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt defend against the B-Team.
I remember that, yeah.
Carmella defends against Asuka.
Yeah, with the Ellsworth thing.
And the Bludgeon Brothers, this is the big thing from SmackDown this week.
Yeah, that's right.
They're taking on Team Hell No for the tag team titles.
Yeah. Okay. That actually reminds me of almost everything that I kind of vaguely remember for the show now, too.
So I was, like, exhausted by the time SmackDown came out on Tuesday, and I ended up just, intentionally sleeping through it. And when I woke up, I'm like, all right, what did I miss? And I just happened to, like, find the results on Angry Marks, and I'm, scrolling through it. I'm like, wait, Team Hell No reunited? Like, yeah. Bullshit, you know, like, this fucking...
Ah, well, I mean, it wasn't much, it was just the hug, the reluctant hug.
This thing's, you know, this review's ribbing me, like, yeah, no, I saw it on the YouTube after the fact. But, yeah, so Team Hell No reuniting at Extreme Rules to take on the Bludgeon Brothers.
There really hasn't been any stipulations as far as, what match types there will be, right?
No, there's actually none, according on the Wikipedia page. Anyway, I'm sure they will, like, just over the next, like, two Raws and two SmackDowns be like, okay, well, you know, your world title match is now going to be a, I don't fucking know, Rusev Day on a pole match or some shit. We're gonna make an ambulance match because those are always fun to watch.
And they could.
Total swerve, they're all going to be just standard math.
Yeah, right.
And they're going to change the name from Extreme Rules to Rules.
Something will be a street fight. There'll be one of those deals for sure. They'll, even if they have a different name for it, like, you know, whatever the name of the city is, insert here type of deal.
Well, that's just it. They'll have a street fight. They'll have a no holds barred match. They'll have a no disqualification match.
Yeah, they'll do all that fucking redundant shit. I'd probably have a tables match in there somewhere.
You guys remember when they used to do voting on the WWE app and your choices were a no disqualification match, a falls count anywhere match, and a no holds barred match? Like, they're all essentially the same thing. Other than, like, in the falls count anywhere, you could pin your opponent anywhere, you know?
Did you say, like, there's, like, a Sasha Bailey match, right? They announced that yet or no? That's going to be, like, a snatched bald match. I think Bailey wins by default, but whatever, right? Like,
that was another thing that happened on Raw. I guess Bailey said to Sasha, you ain't shit.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
I thought she, when I was watching, I thought she called her an asshole, and that's what they bleeped, but maybe you're right. I don't know.
She was like, you ain't shit.
Yeah. Well, they haven't announced that match yet. I'm sure that'll come out of this Bailey goes to counseling bit they're doing tomorrow on.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Everyone's like, Shelby's coming back type of thing because Team Hell Knows back.
Yeah, right.
Even though they're on the different shows, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I saw that fucking circle jerk about that. I'm like, nah, that doesn't make sense. That'd be funny. I kind of want to see Shelby again. Don't get me wrong, but
the logic
of connecting the two with like different shows, retards.
Yeah, right.
Ah. That makes no sense. But why is she going to counseling? Because she got mad, right? That's basically what it was. Like,
yeah,
she hasn't done any other attacking angles, has she?
Yeah, she snapped and just beat the piss out of her.
Well, it was like,
but it was like a one-time deal, right? She hasn't done it before, has she?
Not really. There was like a backstage altercation where they, exchanged blows, and that was about it.
That's kind of, I don't know. One-time attack and counseling, like, how often do we see, like, people attack people backstage or run into the ring?
What I want to know is how like, this makes it so she doesn't care about the women's revolution or what the fuck ever. That's what he said. You don't care about the women's revolution. We're sending you to counseling. Like, what? Because she beat the shit out of somebody who stabbed her in the back, like, 6 billion times in the last year? WWE logic.
Yeah, no doubt. That's definitely obvious, very rushed and just whatever. It's about time they fucking get to this, though. It's been a year in the making and, like, poorly at that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well. It is what it is.
I mean, I think a lot of us were expecting to see a one-on-one match between the two of them way back at WrestleMania.
Yeah, if not even before that, we were talking about how redundant it was. Like, it's a long time coming.
Oh, no, it's been a long time coming. It's just now they're finally getting to it, and now it's like, oh, okay.
I think we were expecting it back at SummerSlam, to be honest with you. Like, it really feels that way.
You might be right. It's been a long time with these two.
Like, the optimist in me wants to say that it's long-term on their end, but the realist in me is like, I think they just forgot about the angle for a bit.
Yeah. And put it on that so-called slow burn.
And you know what happens with angles they forget about and then suddenly remember? Hornswoggle return confirmed.
Ah, wow. I don't know. I don't know if I want that.
Hornswoggle's gonna be the counselor.
He's gonna come back and win the cruiserweight championship that he never lost.
This is true. But to bring him back, he'll be the counselor. Can't you picture WWE doing this? Hornswoggle is the go-to solution for everything they forget about.
Yeah, that's true.
Who was the Raw Anonymous General Manager? We're going to find out tonight. Oh, it's Hornswoggle. Who is Vince McMahon's illegitimate son? Oh, it's Hornswoggle.
Yeah, he did it for The Rock.
Tale as old as time. When your back's against the wall, just send in the midget.
Yep.
Speaking of midgets, didn't the NXT UK show start this week?
Oh, yeah. It started and finished.
There's a bunch of cruiserweights on that show.
Well,
a couple bigger guys. Was it any good?
It was. Yeah, the matches were pretty good. It was the first. Go ahead. The first day, the tournament. It was won by John Gibson, who the fans just despise.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were taking their shoes off and chanting, "If you hate Gibson, shoes off."
Oh, is he from like ICW or something, or should I know him? I'm just curious.
No, I'd imagine he's from ICW or something along those lines.
He's not like a former repackaged guy, eh?
No, he's definitely a guy from the UK who they just threw in this tournament and he won.
Okay, well, because I think obviously they have to know him if they hate him that much, right?
Well, so. Yeah, but I mean, the show's in the UK, so clearly he wrestles in the UK.
That's what I meant, yeah. So, but you don't know his back thingy, okay.
No, I haven't really paid much attention to the backstory.
John Gibson, right?
Pretty sure it's John Gibson, and I'm looking, I don't see anything as like a Wikipedia or anything for him.
Yeah, the majority of what I know about the tournament was just from the review that Brian Zane did on Wrestling with Regret. Wrestling with Regret.
Oh, it's Zach Gibson.
Zach, okay, that makes sense. Why I can't find him under John Gibson.
Okay, I see. I'm seeing him. Yeah, I don't know the guy, but.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, so he won the tournament. He ended up losing the title match on the Tuesday broadcast. And then there was a bunch of other matches, title matches, like Shayna Baszler defended against Toni Storm, who won a triple threat match the night before.
He's ICW and Rev Pro.
Right.
Progress as well. He's been all of those fucking companies for the last like 6 years. Sorry, there was some chicks wrestled, and was that a good match? I heard something about like tag team titles being swapped back and forth.
Yes, that happened. It was Mustache Mountain, that's Tyler Bate and
Trent Seven,
yeah. Tyler Bate and Trent Seven, they beat the Undisputed Era for the tag team titles.
That was apparently pretty good, right?
It was pretty good, and then I guess they swapped back on an NXT taping. I don't know if that aired yet or not.
Oh, spoiler alert. Oh, well.
Oops.
I bet. Actually, didn't the WWE announce to spoil the shit anyway by now? They probably did.
WWE did put it on their website, so it's a spoiler, sure. But if you didn't know, you blame WWE.
That's the way to do it. That's what we do anyway. We're wrestling fans on the internet, so it's cool.
Sure, exactly.
How we do.
Yeah. No, it was, I enjoyed, I don't think I got through the entire second day because it was like, I hadn't gotten any sleep, and I'm like, I need to find time to sleep at some point. And then I chose, while that shit was airing. Like, that was my background noise to go to sleep to. But yeah, I it was a pretty good show. If I was awake for it, I would imagine. For what I was awake for, it was good. They had, what was it? It was Velveteen Dream. Was it? Six-man tag. Velveteen Dream was in it. Damn, why can't I think of who was all in this match? Aleister Black was on the other side. Ricochet was on the other side. And, no, it was Aleister Black and Ricochet against EC3 and Velveteen Dream. It was a tag team match.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was pretty good. And Ricochet's got to get in there and do all this flippy shit. Like, I don't mind the flippy shit, but, like, dude, learn some wrestling moves.
Well, So that was anything else notable?
And Pete Dunne beat Zach Gibson to retain the title. So
okay. Did they announce like a regular show or something?
Well, they announced that they are now going to have a NXT UK brand.
Okay. Any details about that though? Like, is it going to air on that network weekly if they announce it, or is it just kind of pending?
I don't know any further details as far as if it's going to air here or if it's only going to air there. Who was Johnny Saint is the general manager.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I would imagine why wouldn't they put it on all of the network though? That wouldn't make sense to make it
right
exclusive. I mean, they need content. I guess they don't need it. They got all that money with their new TV deals, but for incentive to buy the network.
Sure. That Hardy's documentary last week was really good.
Wasn't that a few weeks back?
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Or is there another one?
No, it was a couple of weeks ago, I'm pretty sure, but it was really good. I'm reiterating that it was good. I think I mentioned it last
week. Oh, yeah, I agree. I enjoyed the one about all the drugs, mostly about the drugs.
Yeah.
And like kind of the, yeah, I did enjoy that a lot, actually. It was good. I just was like, fuck, I missed another one. I liked that one a lot.
Yeah, no, that one was really good.
They tend to do those well, though. So, I mean,
I think that was, you know what, it was, they aired it right after Money in the Bank. Because yeah, I remember tweeting, like, as bad as these last two pay-per-views have been, WWE does documentaries right.
I actually make an effort to look for those. I don't, for the other shit, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You're right, they are way better. It's a shame that they can't translate it into what they do on the show, but whatever. I mean, good with the bad, I suppose. I pay so much money for the network, you know.
Yeah, right. For those that don't know, G actually did have the network for like a month.
Yeah, 1 month exactly.
I've been a subscriber since day one.
I actually got my money back for it too. That's the best part.
Did you? No, you didn't.
I didn't even try to. I didn't like cancel the network or anything and do the hashtag bullshit. I was renegotiating my cable package at the end around the time I terminated it, and they were giving me these discounts to stay. I was playing hardball. And I ended up getting the $13 or whatever it is in Canada off.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. That worked out. So I basically still haven't paid a fucking dime for the network. Go figure. My new streak continues.
Nice.
It's back, baby.
That's great.
Eat it, JT. Boat riding, motherfucker. All right. He's not here to hear it. It's cool.
JT did, as he said in our group chat, he texted me like 45 minutes before the show. Like, wake up! Like, yeah, I'm awake, dude. I'm just editing photos from last night. Fucking vegans.
I'm not in that group chat. Or was that in the Skype one?
No, he texted me to wake up.
Okay.
But I think he sent to the group earlier mentioning that he wasn't coming.
And I was double checking because I saw that. Yeah. It was from like 8 hours, you're going like 45 minutes. Hold
No. He actually like straight up texted me 45 minutes ago. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm editing photos and then I'm going to jump in and start the Skype and everything. But yeah, we did this event last night. It's the second one that we did for, I'm not even going to name the organization, but they do vegan meals for anybody who needs food.
Fuck the vegans.
Yeah, and they decided to tell us the night before, hey, we have a thing until 2. The show started at noon. We have a thing until 2. Like, oh, okay, great. We've already scheduled everything. What the fuck? Like, okay, we'll be there afterwards. And then, like, 5 of them showed up with nothing but a sign that said free food.
Oh.
And, like, we're like, what the fuck? So, needless to say, like we felt pretty disrespected and won't be working with that organization any further. But I got a ton of good photos from the bands last night. My girlfriend asked me to bring my camera. I'm like, okay, I only bought this to shoot YouTube.
JT was seen in the audience holding up a sign reading "free bombs."
Yeah.
I suppose it's insiders it gets. I won't name them either, but I probably give it enough away if you really do your homework, kids.
This is true.
There's something to be said for a charity event being skipped when you're the charitable organization. So I totally 100% understand where you're coming from. You don't want to slander it because it's for a good cause.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, you know, at the very least, if you do have, like, they had a thing, and, like, if you had the thing and you knew what time we were starting, why didn't you let us know so we could work around your schedule?
Yeah. You know, like, and this was, like, a nonprofit event, right? So, yeah, like, well, everything's going to them, and yeah, they don't fucking show up till the end.
Yeah, we didn't make anything off of it.
So, like, I remember I saw your post about that earlier, and it's just like, what the fuck, man? Like,
yeah, we didn't make anything off of it. We didn't let the band sell merch.
Like, at least somebody from the crew and organization should be there at the beginning.
Yeah, they showed up like 3 hours late. They left early. By the end of the night, she was like, okay, the folks from Food Not Bombs already took their money and left. So, gave it away. Oops.
Gave away the name.
Oops. It's the Buffalo. Oops. Listen, if you have a Food Not Bombs chapter near you, it's not necessarily them. It's the one near me. Anyway. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so. But she already said, you know, they're already gone. They've already, you know, we've already handed them the money. So, like, if anybody, we had a door prize that we were raffling off or whatever. And she says, if anybody wants to contribute to this other event that we're going to after this, which was going to like this bike riding charity, and also to Music is Art, which puts like musical instruments into the schools, and they were having an event for like one of the band's bass players died in a car accident involving a bike or whatever. So you know, it's like, you know, if you want to donate to that, we'll take the money for that towards the raffle tickets. Like, it's like it doesn't have to go to the vegans, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, but
well, there's always going to be groups out there that are gonna, you know, benefit if you're doing them. So if they don't care enough, then
oh no, we're gonna find some foul, right? Yeah, we'll find somebody else next year. I mean, we work with all kinds of charities, and we've never had an experience like this prior to this. So, like, if we know nobody from the charity is going to be there, we're fine with it. You know what I mean? Like, but don't be like, yeah, we're all going to be there, and then, like, five of you show up 3 hours late.
Well, for them, they're just bombing themselves in the foot, huh? Because they're trying to raise awareness to the cause, and if there's no one, again, if there's nobody there in the beginning of the event, you're gonna have people who go to that show because they want to see the bands, not because it's a charitable event.
Sure,
that's your target demographic. You're trying to get word out to help your cause.
And
if you don't show up, you're totally fucking yourself over. Like, it's really dumb.
And I said it yesterday. I said before she did this event last year, I had no idea this organization even existed.
Yeah, I remember because I asked you about the name. I remember that conversation on the. It's like, I don't know, man. Again, I'm not gonna tell them to stop doing what they're doing. I'm not.
No, absolutely.
You're not either.
It's a wonderful cause, and I wish them well, and I hope they continue to provide their service and whatever. But like last year, they made enough money off of the show where they were able to keep this chapter going and open another chapter. You know what I mean? So like. Why would you just kind of bail on us this year and like, fuck you, we don't need your money, I guess? I don't know.
Our truth dances by and the logo comes up.
we
Oh, we need a
I'll take your money, but I'm not going to plow your driveway. That's that kind of deal, right? Anyway, but yeah. The show was pretty good, though. The bands were all awesome, and, you know, we're looking forward to working with all of them again, but yeah, that was that just left a bad taste in our mouths with them showing up like that, and or, you know, showing up late like that and not telling us till the last minute that was gonna happen, and we had to rearrange a schedule and all this shit, and like, which is cool because we got to get out of there early and get to the other charity event and hang out there for a few and see some of the bands there.
All right, I found the gif for the post.
Great.
Classic. Fuck you, we got your money.
Uh-huh. So yeah, that was last night. But I took a bunch of pictures. I've never like taken concert photos before. So I was like, all right, this'll be interesting. These are gonna come out like shit. So I took like almost 900 pictures. I think I'm keeping like a dozen of them. I don't know. This would be cool. I'm going to put them up later, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway. I closed the ad. I was going to read the ad. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, we have ads.
We have an ad. this is for the GWF 3-count D-Wrestling Series, which is a free wrestling series, kind of like Lucha Underground, but in a way, not at all. They're up on YouTube and also on Amazon Prime. Check that out. It's you can go to wearegwf.com/BWF. And that goes to the 3-count series on Amazon Prime. It is fully subtitled in English. It's a mixture of TV series of a TV series and wrestling matches. And it's free for Prime users. Season 2 starts August 29th on Prime and on YouTube on the GWF channel. wearegwf.com/YouTube. It is the story of the lives out of the ring, where the people involved have to deal with personal and professional losses and battle for respect and recognition. Aside from the competitiveness, in multicultural Berlin, everybody has a different reason to step into the ring. So check that out. Trying to figure out what that noise is, if it's coming from the jukebox next door or if it's coming from one of you guys. It's the jukebox. Anyway.
Yeah, I had my mic muted.
I turned mine down and so I couldn't hear it in the headphones anymore. I was just like, yeah, that's next door. Like this is why I had to quit my job. I can't why I had to quit my other job, because I can't do my actual job during the day because I got this guy out there with his jukebox and people shooting off fireworks. Mowing lawns, all kinds of shit goes on during the day around here. And it's like 90 degrees and I can't fucking sit in that booth for too long. So anyway.
All right, sorry about that. Stepped away. So what else happened this week? Anything on your end, Coaster? Invent any cool time traveling devices or anything?
No, but I replaced a headlight assembly.
Ooh.
that's about it.
Repair work on the car? Truck?
Car. Girlfriend and I went over to a scrapyard and got a new headlight assembly because I hit a deer last weekend and finally got around to replacing it.
Well, that's good. You don't have to worry about not seeing in the dark or getting incredibly large tickets from the cops.
Yeah.
Is the deer okay or not?
Oh, it's dead.
Oh, wow. You just smoked that fucker, eh? Did you eat him up at least, or what happens with the deer when you're done?
We hit it directly in its ass. And it just decimated it, and there was actual deer shit in the headlight assembly.
God damn!
This should have been the top story on the show, man.
I know, holy right? Fuck. It's more entertaining than anything that's happened on WWE television in the last 2 years.
God damn! Well, I mean, I feel bad for the deer. Like, what happens to the deer in that situation, though? It's like roadkill. Is the like the government guy comes and puts it in his truck, or do you get to keep it and like eat it or what?
I don't really know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at that point, you gotta think the thing's dead. It gave its life. You might as well give you dinner. I mean.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not trying to sound callous, but.
Yeah.
Deer's good. I've eaten it a few times. Growing up, my buddy's dad was a pretty avid hunter. Had deer jerky.
Hmm. My dad made that up
there. Yeah, it's good shit, man. It's good. Yeah. Well, not the shit in the assembly, but
right. We go from talking about vegans to talking about eating meat. I love it.
It's important. For you know, sure. we gotta get it out there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad everyone, well.
Equal
all
time.
All the humans are okay.
Yeah, right, exactly.
How big, like, were you, was it like a big male with the antlers, or what did you get, like?
No, it was a smaller one. I'm assuming it was a doe.
Like a punk teenager deer?
Yeah, probably. Just standing in the middle of the road.
Just, like, staring at its, like, cell phone on Insta. Didn't even see it coming. Fucking deer.
No, wasn't even facing us. Just standing in our lane. And boom. It went off to the side, and then we didn't see it afterward. We thought it ran off, and then the next day we drove by and...
Oh, I guess it didn't run off. Oh, my God.
We weren't going too fast.
I would imagine it's like the forest going to do it, but damn. You did it for the rock, man. Holy shit. Wow. Well, is the assembly a bitch to install, or do you have one of these easy front?
Oh, it was super easy. It was just two clips and then one bolt.
Oh, good, good.
I mean, the clips were a little bit of a pain to pry out, but...
Yeah, my one of my headlights is like stuck behind the battery, so if I have to get in there, it's always a pain in the ass. Got to pull it all out and can't get the hands in there. If I had Trump hands, I could probably get him in there.
I'll just let my Uber driver worry about car repairs. Yeah. I watched Lucha Underground. That happened.
That's season 4, I guess.
Season 4, Jeremiah Crane and Phoenix lost to Mil Muertes in a three-way casket match. Whatever the fuck they had. Three ways to the grave, they called it. So yeah, that was the thing.
I guess.
I can talk about Lucha Underground now because Mark's not here to complain about not being caught up after season 3 for spoilers. It's Dario Cueto is dead. His father, Antonio Cueto, now runs the temple, or the relocated temple at Lucha Underground. And at the end of the episode this week, he gave Matanza the key. So Matanza is free to do whatever the fuck he wants. So yeah, that's the thing. Lucha Underground. Still going.
Okay. I'm so out of the loop on that show. Is it like, are they even attempting to do the cinematography and the quality shit they used to do? Or?
Oh, yeah.
They are attempting it? Is it good, though?
Yeah, it's pretty good. The quality is still just as good. Like, it's not... You know, even with a lower budget, it hasn't dipped in quality at all. It's still...
Is it like first season good or like second season not so good?
I mean, it depends. Like the quality is really good. I can't speak much for the story because it's just, you know, this still the telenovela stuff where like,
I mean, I was okay with that. I noticed the drop off.
Yeah, the guy,
the story element of it big time.
And the guy who plays Antonio Cueto is the guy that played Dario Cueto. So.
Of course. Okay. Yeah,
so, you know.
That's very soap opera. Okay.
Very much so.
That's fine. I got no issues with that.
Okay. No, I like it. It's a good diversion on a Wednesday night, you know, instead of watching, you know, it's a palate cleanser from Raw and SmackDown, you know.
Well, I think Tuesdays are going to be a thing of the past, isn't it? Wasn't that announced? It might have been 2 weeks ago. It's going to be Friday, right? SmackDown?
Probably when they move to Fox next year, I would imagine. I didn't hear any official announcement or anything.
Yeah, it is. Okay, I did, because that's in the news. It's like the only news thing I put in here.
Oh.
WWE's official statement beginning Friday, October 4th,
2019. Yep.
And that'll be, and they said they'll air WWE's flagship program SmackDown Live.
Ha.
That's why I highlighted that, because that was what I found interesting, is they're calling it that. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's how they sold
2019.
Next year, yeah. Next October.
For some reason, I thought it was this fall.
No, next October, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Definitely
interesting putting Raw, like, if it truly will be on the back burner. I mean, this is the money show now. I mean, that's their big contract, so absolutely. It kind of makes sense it would be.
Yeah. All right, I'll run through the Reddit stuff we have here real quick, and then we can get out of here and enjoy the rest of this hot, hot day.
What's up here? Happy Canada Day.
Yeah. This Thursday, July 5th, we celebrate the conclusion of the most dedicated squared circle jerk endeavor of all time. 698 words of a forgotten promo and 698 days will finally come to a conclusion. Praise be Cesaro and fuck Sheamus. You know, the guy that's doing that's from Buffalo.
Yeah, still doing it, man.
I know, he's from Buffalo. I've been on Reddit, I've seen it.
That's insane.
Yeah. Shin ate a dog? Not surprised, Deuce, says Roman Reigns. Ooh-ah! From Topher Gopher 1 on Reddit, who wants to fuck the iconic duo.
Was the other thing that happened, was the dog bite deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's why Shinsuke Nakamura's out for the next 2 weeks, apparently.
2 weeks, huh?
I think I just read that, like, right before we... like, right when we were talking about, is there anything going on in the news?
Okay. Huh.
Shinsuke Nakamura expected to return in 2 weeks. Spoiler, a big change at ROH Fairfax Excellence. Jay Lethal is the new ROH World Champion. He defeated Dalton Castle. All right, let's see. Let me get back to my document here. When Loki died in Infinity War, Dave Meltzer received a call from Vince, who thought Loki had died. That's $11.99, Mark. From Reddit King U on Reddit, of course. Cody says, fuck WWE. They hate and are afraid of me. WWE, happy birthday, Cody. Cody, not now, guys. From MJDMUFC. I feel so bad for Kenny Omega. He booked a convicted pedophile, and now a bunch of people are being mean to him. Leave him alone, says Christofix on Reddit. Kenny Omega has 7-star match, so he deserves forgiveness for any wrongdoing.
I mean, it seems fair. 7 stars, man.
If banging 15-year-old girls is a crime, then lock me up, ooze. Ooh-ah! According to, is a direct quote from Roman Reigns, according to Topher Gopher 1.
So wrong. Oh, I love it.
Kenny Omega says, look, this one's on me. The moment this dude walked in wearing an I'm a Hugger shirt, I should have known something was up. That quote comes from Darcy1323. Instead of a normal vacation, I went to Scott Steiner's restaurant and took pictures of the toilet. Ask me anything, says KL44.
I don't even need the context for that one. That's awesome.
Yeah, right. Ooh, so that's what the P in NJPW stands for. Nah, oos, miss me with devious shit, says Roman Reigns. Ooh-ah, says Wyvern Cardia on Reddit. Oh, that's the last one.
I think so.
That appears to be the last one, yes.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll do it anyway.
Go ahead.
I was all in before it was cool. Chasing dad ass rants. Oh, hi, Danny.
I'm just scrolling through Reddit myself right now, and I just came across that one. All right. 698 words of a forgotten promo and 698 days, day 694, campaign. Mm-hmm.
So close. I kind of want to know what the last word is, but I don't want to spoil it. And 698 days in the making, you know?
Yeah, right.
Still haven't figured out what the quote is, though. Totally.
Yeah, no, not at all. I have no idea. To be fair, you need a very high, you need to have a very high IQ to book convicted pedophiles.
So Trugo.
Yes.
I got it right in front of me.
According to Daniel Bryan, creative doesn't have a fucking clue what they're doing. That from King of Jeezy. AJ Styles is a devout Christian. Omega booked a pedophile. Let me tell you why AJ Styles' worldviews is wrong and Omega is correct and so forward-thinking. From Dragon Sky. Okay, I think we're done here.
Yeah, I'm sure we missed some like news, but I don't think we missed anything huge.
There's nothing really. I think we touched on the important stuff.
The clothes checks were on, or some of them were on. But I haven't watched the series 2 yet. The only thing I'm glad I kind of checked news for is I'm assuming there's probably some wrestler appearances on the show in season 2, like last year. But
yeah.
Well, otherwise,
the women from GLOW were on Raw on Monday night in an awful segment. Or was it SmackDown? It was SmackDown. SmackDown it was.
The Naomi GLOW has kind of wrote itself, unfortunately.
And Lana being the Russian, and they have a Russian character, yeah.
But she well, that's the star. She's from that community show.
Gotcha.
Lana progressively losing her accent more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone. 21 days of me wanting to fuck Alexa Bliss. Day 113. Today. From Pop Up Everyone. That one's been going for a while.
I don't think that one's ever ending.
I don't think so either.
There's no capper on it.
All right, where the fuck is that outro music? Here it is. I'm at Think So Joe for at G of the Internet, at El Generico, at Mark _ Noise, at Random Redhead, at Book Junkie Jaina. We are at Board Wrestling Fan, that's Board Wrestling Fan without vowels, facebook.com/Board Wrestling Fan. You can listen to this podcast every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern and download us on iTunes and all that other fun stuff. And yeah, do all that. We'll see you next week.